CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 31st of August, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can plan your RSGB convention weekend with the newly released programme, or volunteer for the RSGB as the Honorary Mature Members Officer. And there's information about RSGB representatives and practical activities at the National Hamfest. Have you bought your ticket for this year's RSGB convention yet? The weekend's draft program has just been released with details of all the inspiring speakers that the Society has lined up for your enjoyment. If you are wanting to improve your technical knowledge, make sure you put the presentation by Hans Summers, G0UPL, from QRP Labs on your must-see list. Hans will introduce the concept of Polar Modulation SSB, along with the story of the practical implementation of Polar Modulation SSB in the QRP Labs QMX and QMX Plus transceivers. Perhaps you'd like to get some operating tips, in which case Walt Hudson, K4OGO, is one to add to your weekend schedule. Walt, also known as Salty Walt, will discuss different types of antennas and his experience with them when operating portable. If you'd like to discover something new with an amateur radio, then join Kiete Vinorum LB4FH for a presentation on Elmering in an online world. In addition, Mike Walter, VA3MW, will present an exclusive look at the new Aurora transceiver from Flex Radio Systems and will showcase how the Aurora pushes the boundaries of software-defined radio. With a wide-ranging program to spark your interest, three workshops, the Special Interest Groups Room, IGB3HQ, and much more, this year's convention is one not to be missed. The event takes place between Friday the 10th and Sunday the 12th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Tickets are selling fast, so to view the full program and book, go to rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB has announced a new volunteer role which aims to attract older people to amateur radio. The Honorary Mature Members Officer will also be responsible for retaining and engaging with our existing senior members. The individual will investigate organisations and groups with memberships that include older people who may be interested in amateur radio as a hobby. They will also help to identify ways the RSGB can support lifelong enjoyment of amateur radio, including accessibility, training and social engagement. If you are an RSGB member and interested in this role, go to rsgb.org/volunteers to read the full description. If you'd like to apply or have a chat about the role, email the Nominations Committee Chair, Will Richardson, 20WYA, via nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB will have a large presence at the National Hamfest at Newark Showground on Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th of September. In addition to an extensive bookstall and membership stand, the Society will be running a range of practical activities and demonstrations. These include a semi-interactive display of the CubeSat and a web-based dashboard from a tiny ground station running remotely. There will be the opportunity to play M-O-R-S-E, Morse, a minimalist wave-based strategy game operated with just two controls. You can also have your CW skills tested at a range of speeds. On the Saturday, there will be an opportunity to get hands-on building a Kanga FM receiver kit. The activities are all free of charge and there's no need to book in advance. Members of the RSGB board, staff and representatives from specialist committees and teams will also be in attendance and are looking forward to meeting you, answering your questions and offering support. If you know an up-and-coming HFDXer who has made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show, you have until Friday the 12th of September to nominate them for the RSGB's G5RP trophy. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed, but is open to anyone who has recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. Please email your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, via hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Worked All Britain's new Summer Saunter Award is being extended to include an autumn amble. There is now a rota of volunteers to act as regular net controllers from 10:30 a.m. UK time on the 40-metre band. Other nets will run on an ad hoc basis whenever activity is planned. To find out more, visit the Worked All Britain website. And now for details of rallies and events. Telford Hamfest is taking place today. On the 14th of September, Caister Lightboat Radio Rally will be held at Caister Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, November Romeo 30, 5 Delta Juliet. The tours will be open to visitors from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. and there's no entrance fee. For more information, email Zane, M1BFI, via mike1bravofox.india@outlook.com. Now the special event news. Members of Central Uzima Radio Amateurs Association, OH2AP, are active throughout 2025 as OF60AP to celebrate their club's 60th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. For details of a certificate that's available for working the station, see tinyurl.com/OH2AP25. Special call sign GB70RS is in use to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, which has been running continuously since the 25th of September 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and eQSL. For more information, visit the GB70RS page at QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Antonio, IK7WUL, is active as Tango Yankee 2 Alpha Alpha from Benin until the 7th of September. Recently, the station was spotted on the 10-meter band using SSB. For more information, visit the TY2AA page at QRZ.com. Domenico, IK1MNF, is active as India Kilo 1 Mike November Foxtrot / India Alpha 5 from Isola Delba, EU028, until the end of September. He is mainly using SSB on the 20 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Domenico's home call. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Now the contest news. The worldwide Digi DX contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your 4 character locator. On Monday the 1st, the RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. on Tuesday the 2nd, the RSGB 144 MHz FM activity contest runs on 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the RSGB 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday the 3rd, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And also on Wednesday the 3rd, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band. The exchange is your 6-character locator. Saturday the 6th is a busy day for contests. The All Asian DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 7th. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and your age. The CWOps CW Open takes place in 3 4-hour sessions between 0 hours and 23:59 UTC. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number and name. The RSGB 144 MHz Trophy Contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 7th of September. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Both the RSGB SSB Field Day and IARU Region 1 Field Day start at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 6th and end at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 7th of September. Using all modes on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 7th, the Worked All Britain 2-meter SSB contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using SSB on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. This year, the QRO and QRP contests are combined together. The full rules are available on the Worked All Britain website. And also on Sunday the 7th, the 5th RSGB 144 MHz Backpackers Contest runs from 1100 until 1500 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. This week saw a change in HF propagation with a perceptible move towards more autumnal conditions. The 10 and 12 meter bands have started opening to the United States, at least on FT8, and this will improve further. Also, as we head towards the autumnal equinox, we can expect better conditions on north-south paths, such as the UK to South Africa. This week saw the solar flux index climb to 226 on Thursday the 28th, thanks to a host of sunspots, mainly on the sun's southern hemisphere. Over the last 7 days, the sun also provided us with 12 M-class solar flares, and the associated coronal mass ejections, CMEs, were not Earth-directed, so these had little effect, and the KP index stayed firmly at 3 or below. The latest update suggests there is only a 10% chance of a strong X-class solar flare. FT8 seems to be the preferred HF mode, with stations in China, Japan, Indonesia and Cameroon making their way into UK logs on the 12-meter band. The 10-meter band has also been humming with South America rolling in during late afternoon and early evening. This can only get better as we move into September and October. NOAA predicts that the coming week will start with a solar flux index of 155 tomorrow. This may be a little pessimistic, but we'll see. It also predicts that the solar flux index will drop off as the week progresses, ending the week at 125. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be good for the first half of the week, but then decline from the 4th of September. A KP index of 6 is forecast for the 5th, with unsettled conditions lasting until the 10th of September. Check for auroral HF signals or even the possibility of visible aurora from the UK on the 5th. We recommend you get your HF DXing done early next week. Now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week saw some lovely late-season sporadically on the 6 and 4-meter bands, including Spain, Italy, and east into Ukraine. There was an opening to Brazil on the 24th that reached as far as East Anglia, but as usual, stations on the south coast and west of the country had the best of the transatlantic QSOs. This is the last bulletin in the nominal 2025 sporadically season, which lasts from May to August. However, last week was a good reminder not to give up too soon, as there were several CW and SSB paths showing up, particularly on the 10 and 6-meter bands. There were also a few reports on the 4-meter band. The daily sporadically blogs on propquest.co.uk come to an end today, but the site will continue to provide the maps as usual. To help you, notes on how to interpret the maps are available on the website. Thanks to all the sporadically operators who have submitted logs to the various clusters this year. The changeover to unsettled weather is now complete, and we will see rain and thunderstorms in most areas. This is a good period to check out rain scatter propagation if you are set up for the gigahertz bands. The heavy rain is well captured by the many online rain radar displays to help you track the most active scattering volumes, which move with the stronger winds quite high up in the atmosphere. Speeds of 30 to 6 meters an hour are common. There's one note of contrast with the model evolution after midweek. One branch sticks with low pressure to the following weekend, while another outcome tries to bring in a ridge of high pressure and a chance of tropo propagation. If the latter turns out to be the actual evolution, it may prove useful for the 144 makes trophy and backpackers contest next weekend. However, it may arrive in time for the 144 makes UK activity contest on Tuesday. The solar conditions are still providing some interest for auroral propagation, but with a KP index less than 3, nothing of use radio-wise. Look for a KP index increase beyond 7 for that. Meteor activity is currently between major showers, so expect random activity, which suggests early mornings for checking out meteor scatter prospects. Moon declination is negative, reaching a minimum on Monday the 1st, so it's a week to check out your equipment rather than to operate. With the sun still high in the sky, it's easy to check system performance with sun noise. Past losses started to fall after apogee on Friday the 29th. The 144 MHz sky noise is close to 3000 Kelvin on Monday, dropping back to moderate on Wednesday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is just for my 2-meter coverage area. News to the southwest. Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20HJT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS 16, 4NE. Meetings started at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is novemberbravo@alfaromeocharlie.org.uk or Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net at 145.425 megs from 11 a.m. every Sunday. The club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. Contact is Colin G3YHV on 0117 982 3822 or via secretary at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk, or you could look at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8 p.m. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages or email the secretary via secretary@tangosierragolf-alfa-romeo-charlie.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And for Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is Steve, DW5VOG, on 07900560 or 080 or via Sierra Echo Yankee at sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 megs from 12 p.m. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 megs from 7:30 p.m. Friday sees a meeting at Isluin High School, NP12 0NU, and the contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972 336 885. Tepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and there's on the web Golf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. To find out more, visit the club's website at MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Contact is Ken Smith on 07411 595 103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alfa Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10 a.m. On tomorrow, the 1st, there will be a digital net on XLX135N from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Thursday sees a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. For more information, see Gulf Whiskey for Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Astrid, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. More information about the society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555 is the contact. And finally, on Tuesday, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. On Fridays, there is a net on 145.525 megs from 7 p.m. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com or look at usksidealpharomeocharlie.com on the web. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.